time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with 7 convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Rastrelli's. We're going to get started here real shortly with the coaches. We've got basketball and wrestling we're going to be talking about. And, of course, coming up later on today, we're going to hear from Hawk Talk, University of Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz, all here on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
First Gateway Credit Union is proud to announce that it will be returning $400,000 to its members this year-end in the form of annual bonus dividends and interest rate rebates. This program is part of the Sharing Our Success, a reflection of their commitment to giving back to those who contribute to their success. The SOS program, designed to share the financial success of the credit union with its members, highlights their dedication to the core credit union principle of people helping people. Keep an eye out for additional elements of the program that will be unveiled in 2025. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to Rastrelli's. Going to get things started with J.D. Lewis. First of all, J.D., how long were you guys out there cleaning the ditches?
Yeah, that was a good day. We were out there 3 hours. The guys really, I mean, we had over 45 kids out there with the coaches, and just really, really were thankful to give back to the community. The kids did a really good job.
So did you have to bring donuts or anything like that?
You know what? I juiced them up a little bit with some donuts before we left the school, and then we took them to Pizza Ranch afterwards, and we had a team meal and sat down and just had a good day together. But the kids really had great attitudes, picked up a lot of trash, made the city look better, and that was the goal.
Well, that is good. So Monday was the first day of practice. Now how's it been going?
Yeah, it's going great. Monday we had 53 kids sign up, and they really have took off where they left off last year. You know, we had the system pretty well and come in the room and they know what they're doing. We did get 12 new kids again, so we're starting fresh with those guys, and Coach LaRue works with those guys separately and teaches them all the rules and everything. So we're bringing them on slowly, but we have high expectations for the rest of the kids, and they've been working hard.
How do you think you got those kids out? Was it word of mouth from the guys that are in the program?
You know, I wonder. I think so. It started last year. We had 25 kids that had not wrestled before. And for the most part, I think 23 of those kids are back this year. So I think that is the word of mouth in the school. And we treat those kids, I don't know, like any of the coaches do, but we treat them like they're just part of our family. And we take time and want them to do well, you know, not just in the sport, but in life too. And they just buy into it. And I think they just like it.
You know, what's interesting is I know there's wrestling at the middle school. And, of course, you got youth wrestling as well. But for some of these kids who have never wrestled to come out.
Yeah, that's the strange part. I mean, it's not, you know, like the easiest sport to just participate in right off the bat. And I mean that with respect to all the other sports. But, you know, like I just think wrestling has a lot of mental toughness learnings in it. You have to get in that room. It's hot and it's sweaty. And you may have a kid that has 3 or 4 years of experience on you. And you're trying to learn in 2 weeks. Just like this year, we're starting December 2nd with the Gene Knight invite. So we're trying to get our kids at that JV level ready to go here in the next week and a half, and some of them never wrestled before, so it's challenging.
You know, there's no doubt about that. I mean, so what is their attitude when they first find out what this sport is all about?
You know, surprisingly, it's really really good, I guess. I mean, I look at them and they enjoy it, and they come back, and we work them pretty hard in the preseason, lifting weights and getting them in good shape, and I think they really like the togetherness of the team, and they respond to that, so I just keep talking to them every day. I get to know their names right away and ask them how school went, and then we just build a relationship, and they just keep coming back wanting more.
You can speak better of this than I, but the interesting thing about wrestling, it is a individual sport. You're the only guy out there on the mat, but you've got your team behind you.
Yeah, that's the thing, and we try to make sure these young guys understand that win or lose, it's all about effort, and you're going to have this group of teammates that really are cheering you on, and you're part of the team, And, you know, we got kids in the wrestling room even doing pull-ups. Some kids can do 20, 25. One kid will do one, and the whole team claps for them. So it's super important to me that every kid feels welcome in that room.
you were telling me you're going to fill out all 14 weight classes. That's great.
Yeah, we're super excited. We have a couple really good tryouts coming up here next week. So that's important to have a really good team. We have 50-some kids signed up, and we have probably two or three deep at every weight. So that's good.
So, I mean, what is there some good competition? I mean, are there some young men that you would love to see out there on a varsity mat but can't make it?
Yeah, we're gonna have some matches like that. And, you know, I really want them to stay positive. We do tryouts every week. And so I just talked to him tonight. I said, if you don't, I have a great story back in the day. I said, Dick Cassidy won a tryout against Stevie Knight, and Stevie Knight did not make the lineup as a freshman. Then Dick broke his wrist, and Steve got in there and played sixth in the state. So I said, do not give up on this sport. Keep him back every week. Keep trying out. We keep that room open for everybody that wants to be in there to get better. So, you know, I hope they listen to me, because honestly, you know, kids look at it one day at a time. I look at the big picture, and the season goes so fast. Really good memories for him, and I just want to make that happen.
Well, I've got a younger brother who's the same age as you,
yeah.
And I didn't realize Tim wrestled, telling me that he had some pretty good competition.
Yeah, he had about three of the state champions in his weight classes. Yeah, so that was Stevie and Perry Hughes and Phil Callahan. So, yeah, we just and the great memories having everybody on that team back then, and Tim and I are still good friends to this day.
So you're getting ready. The breakdown of the season, I've talked to other wrestling coaches. They kind of break it down into trimesters. You got, of course, December coming up, then you get the holiday break, January, and then, of course, when you get to February, that's the big time.
Yeah, yep, exactly. So we want to start off, you know, my philosophy and my coaching staff is we want to start off and at least get after a winning record the first half, right? Because that's how you get seeded in the second half, and we go to tough tournaments with a Jefferson tournament, my dad's tournament, you have districts, and it's all seeded on your record. But we don't push them as hard as we will the second half. And then when it gets to the tournament, you really want to peak them and get them ready for the tournament and give those kids an experience to wrestle in Des Moines, which is really a lifelong dream for a lot of kids and something they'll remember the rest of their life. So it is, just like you said, we'll take Christmas break, we'll lift weights, we'll get stronger, we'll come back in that second half and then get them ready for the end.
Of course, just a final question. You wrestled at the Barn.
Yes.
You've been to Wells Fargo, of course, as a coach. So what's the difference between the two arenas?
Unbelievable. The Barn was, we had something really special in Iowa with the Barn because you had complete chaos. You had people within 3 feet of the mats. You were running between people to get to your mat when they called off the mat number. I just love that atmosphere. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I remember growing up watching that and being part of it. The Wells Fargo has really got its own little atmosphere, but the fans are up above. You don't see any fans down below, and that kind of takes the chaos out of that part.
But, I mean, to get ready for your match, do they have an area for where you can warm up?
Yeah, you know, it's like when you look from the arena down, you'll see the openings, and they have like a piece of mat down there, like one section, and you got all that around the whole arena, and then you warm up, and you try to stay away from your enemy, right? Because sometimes you get right next to somebody at the beginning of the tournament, and by the third round, you're wrestling them, so you want to move away from them. So it's not as, I like that. That was just a classy place. And the whole basement of Vets was open to all the wrestlers, and now we're kind of, it's a little bit different, but it's, you know, the new kids now, they don't know anything about Vets. And
yeah, I could see that whole basement opened up. That would have been great.
That was pretty impressive. You'd see all kinds of really, really tough wrestlers all across the basement warming up, and college kids would be down there talking to them, and it was just a cool experience.
I would think so. Jeff, appreciate it. Or Jeff. JD, appreciate it.
Thanks, Gary.
We'll see Jeff, right?
We'll see Jeff. Jeff was one of the champs back of the 1975 team. So we're honoring all the Clinton High School champs at my dad's tournament. So it's going to be fun.
We'll talk about that as we get closer. Thanks so much. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
9 out of 10 individuals who struggle with nicotine, alcohol, or other drug addictions started using these substances before turning 18. Young people who regularly receive information about the dangers of drugs and alcohol from their parents are up to 50% less likely to engage in substance use compared to those who don't receive such guidance. As a parent, you hold the greatest influence over your child's choices. Start the conversation early and keep it going. Talk. We hear you. This message is brought to you by the Gateway Impact Coalition.
It just makes sense. Today, more and more people are choosing to plan their funerals in advance. We found our families think it makes sense for three basic reasons. You can relieve an emotional burden from those you love. You can express your own wishes. And you can relieve the financial burden from those you love as well. This is Mary Robinson For more pre-planning information, contact me at the Snell's Ordering Funeral Homes and Crematory in Clinton. I can help.
We are back at Ristrelli's talking now to Kathy Marks, head coach of the River Queens. Kathy, your 6th year.
Woo-hoo, let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You know, last year wasn't too bad. Can you build off of that?
We sure can. We don't have any seniors this year, so this is the year of youth, but it's the year of youth of all these girls want to be there. They're not there because, we just play basketball. No, they play basketball in the off season, and you can really see the tenacity and the spirit they have. We have Corinne Sattler, Aubrey Ferguson, and Shayna Nettles as our returning juniors. Madison McAvoy and Samantha Powell will be our sophomores. And then we have this gaggle of freshmen. We have 6 freshmen that have been playing together since 3rd grade in the Little Queens program, and they're coming off. We're going to start a freshman point guard.
Who's that?
Allie Haskell is going to start as a freshman point guard.
Who had a great cross-country season.
Yes, she did. Allie and Corinne went to state for cross-country, and they're nice. They've really learned to play together, which is great.
You had a scrimmage the other night out at Cal Weed. Talk about it.
We did. Last night went to Cal Weed, and every player got to get into the game, and it was important for them to, especially those freshmen, just to get some of the jitters off and just kind of breeze through it. But it was a good night. I talked to one of the referees during the game. I just said, this feels like a real game, because we were on the floor. Kids were flying. It was a hustle game. It was
so
a lot of fun.
After a scrimmage like that and you have practice the next day,
yep.
what do you talk to the girls
so
about?
Yesterday I told the girls that a scrimmage is our quiz. So today we're going to reteach the class. We're going to reteach. We're going to take some things that we need to go over. And so we had Coach McEwen. He's joined us on staff this year. He sent me this list of things that we need to work on, which was great. And so I just took this list and I made it into a practice plan, and off we go. So Friday night is our test, because that's our opening game against Comanche. But the quiz was our scrimmage last night.
So we're going to have that ball game on Friday. Again, it's going to be down at Comanche. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Their numbers are down just like everybody else, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel bad about it, though.
You're not going to feel bad for Andy?
No, he came to the scrimmage last night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
really doing a
Andy, Andy was in the house last night.
I could see Andy doing that. No doubt about that.
But I do want to talk about the basketball team went to Eagle Heights a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And we were part of the Caitlin Clark. There was a family that donated 34,000 books to all the second graders. There's 2 second graders in the state of Iowa and 4,000 in the state of Indiana. And it's a Caitlin Clark book. And so the basketball team got to go, and they presented the Eagle Heights second grade team. Second graders, there were 66 of them with these books.
Well, that is
so it was
amazing.
A really good opportunity to get out. And that Caitlin Clark, I mean, I don't know if anyone knows who she is, but she was just amazing. And it's great to know that her legacy is just continues.
My brother, Pat, is a huge Caitlin.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. God, he built a new garage, and it's almost like a shrine to Caitlin Clark. His wife had to talk about from buying this one big poster that he wanted to buy, a big mural. Speaking of the University of Iowa, of course, Kathy Marks was at the University of Iowa, played for C. Vivian
yep.
Stringer, Big Ten Conference Champion,
yep.
NCAA
mm-hmm.
Final Four.
Yep. Yep.
So Jan Jensen is finally getting her opportunity as a head coach. I'm sure you probably know Jan.
Yes.
So
yeah.
What do you think?
What a gracious coach. And for someone to be 30-plus years behind somebody and just loyal. And now to loyal to Coach Bluter, and now and to be able to get that nod, and I mean, I was thinking the other day that Coach Bluter's gone, and another assistant is gone, and she's there, you know. But I'm excited about her. Any interview you see with her, she's gracious, she's smiling, she's excited, she loves those girls. I mean, I just love you guys, you know. She just loves those girls, and they have a huge target on their back, if anyone doesn't know this. And so it's going to be a tough year.
Yeah.
But they just keep being positive, and the fans keep showing up, and all is going to be well.
And, you know, people, I'm sure most people do, but she was a heck of a ball
Holy
player.
Holy moly. They had these stats. They put a video for the Hawkeye, some Facebook page, and it was all Jan Jensen's video before the Iowa game last Sunday. I was like, oh, boy. Yeah.
And, of course, an Iowa girl. Of course, you were across the river.
I'm an Illinois girl.
Oh.
Not proud of it, but.
No, you are.
Oh,
so,
my.
Was there 6-on-6?
No.
When you were,
yes.
Across
well,
the river.
I used to watch it on PBS.
You would have been
the most awesome. Fascinated
You would have been awesome in 6-on-6.
You think?
Well, you
defense
didn't have
or offense? just sit there and offer. That would have been so boring.
They put you on the post and just, yeah, but you wouldn't have to run. You'd stop at half court.
Can you imagine? I used to be fascinated because it was on PBS.
Yeah.
And I watched that. Like, what's going on? And then they made us do it in PE class.
Oh, did they?
What are we doing?
Yeah. You didn't have to run as much.
I know. That's girls.
So we will see you. We'll see you Friday down at Comanche, Coach.
Awesome.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
First Gateway Credit Union is proud to announce that it will be returning $400,000 to its members this year end in the form of annual bonus dividends and interest rate rebates. This program is part of the Sharing Our Success, a reflection of their commitment to giving back to those who contribute to their success. The SOS program, designed to share the financial success of the credit union with its members, highlights their dedication to the core credit union principle of people helping people. Keep an eye out for additional elements of the program that will be unveiled in 2025. Member NCUA. First Gateway Credit Union is proud to announce that it will be returning $400,000 to its members this year end in the form of annual bonus dividends and interest rate rebates. This program is part of the Sharing Our Success, a reflection of their commitment to giving back to those who contribute to their success. The SOS program, designed to share the financial success of the credit union with its members, highlights their dedication to the core credit union principle of people helping people. Keep an eye out for additional elements of the program that will be unveiled in 2025. Member NCUA.
We're back at Rastrelli's on the River City Sports View, visiting with Marty Daniels, getting ready to begin his third year with River King basketball. Marty, I know you put in so much time and effort over the last couple of years. You looking forward to this third year?
Yes, it's great to be past some of the culture stuff and just getting the kids to buy in. And this summer was fantastic. Like, we went to a couple shootouts and just let the kids get out there and go. And, man, the effort's not going to be a problem this year. They really got after it.
Talk about the summer. How important is that? Because basketball is such a skills game.
Yeah, so when I first got here, I got here late, I think at the end of August, so I missed the summer, and they didn't have any summer. They didn't have a coach for that first summer, and that's hard. And a lot of these kids didn't have a lot of youth basketball either, so we tried to use the summer to catch up a little bit. And we had two great volunteer parents that – and one grandparent that opened the gym all summer for these kids. So twice a week, the gym was open. I think we went to three different shootouts. So the kids got a lot of basketball in, and the culture, and you can just see how close they are. They grew together.
You know, I was looking at my score sheets from last year. There are a lot of returning players who saw a lot of varsity minutes for you last year.
Yeah, I started a lot of kids. You know, I was trying to build a culture of, who practices harder is going to be starting Friday night, you know. And then you show up Saturday and you don't give an effort. Well, I got a different starter Tuesday. So it might have hurt the chemistry a little bit last year, but we were down a little bit anyway. But I think it's going to pay dividends now because we had probably six of these kids have starting experience coming into it. So I'm really looking forward to it. And the sophomores were playing six quarters, the four sophomores I got up. So they got four very meaningful quarters of the sophomores, and then they still got the two freshman quarters. So a lot of basketball was been played by these kids.
We got some good multi-sport athletes like, you know, Schrader, Johnson, Coleman, certainly, who was our quarterback on the team. But I know Cole Shannon put a lot of time into his game.
Cole Shannon was in the gym all summer, really working hard. He played for some travel teams. He's a kid that is really trying to take a leadership role, and it's a lot to put on him as a point guard early in his career as a sophomore. Marlo Guy is doing a fantastic job as well, and he's going to take some of that off of him. So going into it, I was kind of thinking, man, I got to have Cole really take over this point guard spot. But Marlo's stepping up, and I think they can share it. That's going to take some pressure off Cole and let him look to score a little bit more.
And, you know, a young man, speaking of scoring, Jason Wheatley, he can score.
Cade Wheatley had some fantastic sophomore games. He has the skill to do it in the varsity game. It's just he got to figure out where the double team's coming from and just where the passing lanes would be. So he just got to be a little bit more aware on the court, and he's put a lot of work in this summer on that too. So he's getting there.
You know, and looking at this, I mean, with the kids that you have, I would imagine practices are pretty competitive.
Yeah, in the effort to, like, tonight was our first kind of down out of the first three practices. I think, you know, you worked so hard, and I was talking to another coach tonight, and he said, oh, well, maybe it's the early out, you know, so they go home. But I've been really, really happy with the effort and then the athleticism. So those sophomores, they've been hitting the weight room really hard, and they make it pretty rough on the varsity just because of their athleticism and their strength, and I kind of let them get away with a few more fouls too, you know, so we're trying to make it as hard as I can.
So now you will not open until Tuesday the 2nd or 3rd. It'll be out at Cedar Rapids, Jefferson. Talk about what's going to take place between now and that game.
So we're heading up to Bellevue on Tuesday. We're going to go up there and we do a Chet Kinney, he just sets it up really nice. We go up there every year. We kind of open with that and kind of work on zone for 10 minutes. We'll work on press for 10 minutes. We'll work on man-to-man for 10 minutes. And so he does a great job with that. So we go up there and do that every year with him. And then Saturday night, November 30th, we're going to play a scrimmage game against Comanche. We'll play that as a real game, and that'll hopefully let us see what we got to work on. And then Monday we can make some adjustments and try to be ready for Jefferson.
Appreciate your time. Finally, what do you hope for this year, Coach?
You know, I'm hoping to get something early because these kids, they put the work in. They really care about each other. They're great kids. They're fun to be around. I'm having a blast. I'm really hoping we get one early. You know, like, I think if we can get one of these first two or three games, and I think get that confidence going, and then they're talented enough to do some big things. They just have to believe in themselves right now.
All right. Appreciate the time. Looking forward to the season. Coach, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
You deserve more than just a job. You deserve a fulfilling career with higher pay and opportunities to grow. At Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, we believe in your potential, and we're here to help you earn it. Get ready for a hands-on, affordable education in high-demand fields like IT, healthcare, manufacturing, and more. Visit eicc.edu/more. You deserve more. Earn it at Eastern Iowa Community Colleges.
At Circle Bar Home Appliances in downtown Clinton, Black Friday prices all of November. At Circle Bar, select from the appliance you need with the names you know and trust. Whirlpool, Amana, Speed Queen, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Z-Line ranges. 12 months, no interest. Check with your sales associate for the details. Circle Bar's is a great food drive drop-off location, as well as Scotch for Tots Holiday Network Toy Drive. Black Friday prices all of November at Circle Bar Home Appliances, 225 Fifth Avenue South. And you can always visit CircleBoss.com. Welcome back to Rastrelli's. We're sitting in the window now. We got Brandon Hansen across the table from me, head coach. Coach, you're beginning your sixth year out at Northeast.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Well, you got a winning record, so that's going to be good.
that's always a plus.
14-9 last year. Pretty solid year.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of those nine losses were, a couple of them were close, so, you know, could shift either way, and you know, kids were always competitive in every game.
And you have some good returning players from that 14-9 squad.
Yeah, I would say about 80% of our productivity is returning this year, so we should be in pretty good shape.
So you had only three practices, but I know you did a lot of things over the summer. Talk about your summer.
So yeah, we played in a couple tournaments up in Dubuque over the summer at UOD and Clark, and then in September I took some kids and we played every weekend in September at Clark as well. And, you know, got a couple of those football guys to come up every once in a while to play. And, you know, we actually won that kind of little league in September with the group that we had. So, you know, they got a lot of playing time in that short period of time. And, you know, it's kind of showing in the first 3 days so far.
Who are some of the schools you went up against up there in that league?
So we played Dubuque Hempstead, Cascade was there, Bellevue was there, a couple Wisconsin teams were there.
Okay.
But yeah, there was seven or eight teams there.
Chase Christensen, you know, his high school career has been plagued by injury. How healthy is he?
He's looking good. He's, you know, he had surgery right after the season last year, or actually right after the state tournament, and, you know, spent all summer and all spring and basically all fall getting it ready to go. And, you know, he's looking really good.
You know, we talked about the multi-sport athletes. Of course, you got to look at Gavin Kramer. First of all, I mean, what he has done at quarterback the last 4 years, and he's a special basketball player as well.
Yeah. He's special is one way of putting it. I mean, any college would be probably happy to take him at football or basketball. And, you only get one of those kids every once in a while. And, you know, it was tough going to football games, watching him get hit all the time. But, you know, he came out in good shape, so I'm happy.
And, you know, you got some other pretty decent athletes. Colby Gray goes to state qualifier in the high jump. Kreinbrink had a heck of a football season, and, of course, he played minutes for you last year.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we got a lot of people returning from last year's team that played a lot of minutes. Colby Gray and Emerson, you know, went from being on the bench to actually starting after, like, game three. So, and those guys are going to chip in a lot this year with Gavin and Chase and Michael Frame, you know, quick, and he can shoot the ball. And we got a pretty good freshman coming in as well.
Who's that?
Jackson Christensen is going to be coming in. Okay. So Chase's younger brother.
Little brother,
so.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, so he's, you know, we should be in good shape.
So practices are probably pretty competitive.
Practice is really competitive. I mean, and just day two, towards the end of practice yesterday, it was getting pretty chippy, and it's fun to put the brothers on opposite sides of the team, so, you know, it makes for a good practice.
So a little chippy, even teammates.
Yep. But at the end of the day, you know, that's what we are, as teammates, and, you know, they know that, and, you know, that'll, like, the hope that reflects, you know, in the games.
We're not going to be back here for a couple of weeks. You got a scrimmage coming up with Lisbon. What do you like to gain from a scrimmage?
Kind of like to see just having the boys go out and play basketball. We don't run anything special. I more or less just let them go out and play, you know, get the movements down. Kind of want to see what our defense is going to look like. You know, we'll throw a few different wrinkles out there, just kind of see how they adjust and, throw some presses out there, and then really just getting, you know, see what kind of rotation we can get in.
All right, looking forward to, we're going to have your ball game with Prince of Peace. Jerry Murphy's here. Maybe go over and talk to Murph. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks, Gary.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Have you heard the buzz? Citizens First Bank offers a savings account for youth with CFB, our friendly bumblebee mascot, as your guide. The kids in your life can experience the joy of saving and responsible spending, all with the benefit of local support. Visit one of our branches or our digital branch at gocfb.bank to get started today. Open a CFB youth savings account at Citizens First Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Winkle, Parker, and Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the three underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle, Parker, and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton. We're back at Rastrelli's on the River City Sports Review, talking now to Central DeWitt head coach Marty Marshall. Marty, you're getting your fourth year out there, and you took a job in DeWitt.
Yep, so now I'm teaching at St. Joe's, so we can have practice a little bit sooner now. My fourth year, can't be more excited to get started. I think we have a really good group this year. Our junior class is very talented, and then add them into our senior class that's talented as well. I mean, we set our goals really high this year, so we'll see what happens.
In your first year, you had the opportunity to take a team to the state tournament. There was a young man who played very well for you. He is a senior now. Talk about Ryan Waters.
Yeah, so Ryan's been part of the program 4 years now, all 4 years that I have been here. We brought him up late his freshman year 4 years ago. Was doing okay, and then we got out to the state tournament and averaged almost a double-double out of the state tournament. And he just continues to get better. He's probably the hardest working kid I've ever been around. He's constantly wanting in the gym and just keeps working hard. Has committed to go to Wyona State next year, a Division II. Couldn't be more proud of him and the work ethic he has brought to our program, and not just for himself, just he continues to work with our younger guys. So, I mean, it's the kid that wants to help our program, not just himself.
You know what? A couple of times I had a chance to see your team. It looks like you've got a pretty good depth, Coach.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to probably roll out about 9 to 10 guys in the rotation this year. obviously some guys will get more than others, but, you know, 9 to 10 guys that we're going to roll out. We're going to try and play fast this year compared to what we've done the last 3 years and see where that takes us.
And I Meadows and Bergmeier, a couple of guys that played for you quite a bit last year.
Yeah, so I got Meadows back. He'll be my point guard again. He's really quick, really good defender on the ball, and just knows when to get it to our guys in open space and will lead us in assists again. Bergmeier plays unbelievable defense. We always put him on the best player. And, you know, he gets out and runs the floor very well offensively and moves. And then Hudson Kirkle we brought up late last year, ended up with 12 points in our tournament game. He'll end up being a very valuable player as well. And then there's just other juniors and seniors that will trickle in that will make us pretty competitive this year.
What did you do over the summer, Marty?
So we did a lot of team camps in June. That's when most...
Seasons change, a page in the calendar is turned, and we, as well as our parents, children, and friends, grow older. Unfortunately, the passing of time also brings higher prices. Hi, I'm Tina Lemke, owner of Lemke Funeral Homes. I would be honored to meet with you for a non-pressured discussion about your end-of-life wishes. A pre-planned funeral offers peace of mind, locks in today's prices, and ensures your final wishes are carried out. Contact Lemke Funeral Homes at 242-2626.
Well, we are back with Marty Marshall here at Ristrelli. So, again, what did you do over the summer, Marty?
So we did a lot of team camps. We ended up playing a lot of 4A teams. We like to try and make it as tough as we can over the summer, and we played really well. We're changing some things offensively and worked on that this summer and really tried to show that in our games to see, you know, how it works against other teams.
You have been a part of the Mississippi Athletic Conference for a while now, so it's helps to see those 4A schools in the summer.
It does. Once again, you know, for us, it's awesome being in a 4A conference. You know, sometimes we could probably be in a 3A conference, and like last year we could have, you know, we were in the Walmart, you know, we could have probably had 16, 17 wins, but, you know, we were 500 last year in a very tough conference, and I don't see that being any different this year. I think, you know, this year might be the year that all teams are kind of going to hunt for that first overall, and I don't think there's a clear-cut favorite this year, which makes it really fun to be able to be part of.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to catching up with you throughout the course of the year. Thanks so much for your time.
No, thank you.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
First Gateway Credit Union is proud to announce that it will be returning $400,000 to its members this year end in the form of annual bonus dividends and interest rate rebates. This program is part of the Sharing Our Success, a reflection of their commitment to giving back to those who contribute to their success. The SOS program, designed to share the financial success of the credit union with its members, highlights their dedication to the core credit union principle of people helping people. Keep an eye out for additional elements of the program that will be unveiled in 2025. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to Ristrelli's on the River City Sports Review. A real pleasure to have on the program for the first time. He's the head coach now down at Comanche, Kelly Lynch. Kelly, pick up the microphone there. Let's find out a little bit about you, your background, and how'd you end up at Comanche as the varsity coach?
Well, it's a fun story. Not close enough. All right, so coached for years. Played at Ambrose back in the day under Ray Shovlin, and then started coaching basketball in Sheraton, Iowa. Coached there for about 7 years and had some really good teams. Coached with Ben Schooley, was assistant there. My wife was in med school, and so we kind of bounced around after that. Her residency was in Miami, and I coached down in Florida a little bit. Then we moved to Hillsboro, Missouri, which is a little south of St. Louis. Big school, like 1,200 kids or something in high school, and was assistant head coach there, and we had some fun, won some games, and had a good experience coaching there with a good head coach. The job wasn't great for my wife, and then she's from the Quad Cities, and my dad's from the Quad Cities, and Clinton had a job, and it was a great job, and my son was at high school orientation, and she accepted the job in Clinton, Iowa, and that was a fun conversation with my children. So we moved here, and it was an experience. Like, we moved here, we lived in a brother-in-law's basement for a month. My wife wasn't up here yet, but my kids toured Northeast. They toured Comanche. They toured DeWitt, and they wanted to go to Comanche, and I was like, you can go wherever you want. Like, I'm good. But I walked in, I met Josh Davis, who's just a great guy.
Yeah.
Hit it off really well, and he was like, hey, I have an assistant head coaching job. And I was like, I want that job. Like, you know, I just left that, and I love basketball. And so got that, and then, well, then, yeah. Then it got real interesting real fast. Yeah. And so had the season we had, and took over the helm there at the end. I think it was 8 games and 3 practices with all the snow makeups. Like, so we were just trying to put some fun back in it for the kids. But now we're here. We live in Princeton, and we love Comanche. It's been a great experience.
Well, that is good to hear. So what do you get together with the team over the summer, find out a little bit more about them?
Yeah, I mean, I had a really good relationship with a ton of them. They're great kids. And that senior class this year, they're great kids, and we feed them at our house more than I think my wife wants to, but no, she loves it. She loves to cook. And so, no, I didn't have to get to know them. Like, it would be the statement, but I had to recreate the culture that Josh Davis had already established, but it kind of been dismantled. And so, that was a battle. We took a trip to the Wisconsin Dells, and it was a really, really bad run. And so the coaches and I had a nice 4 a.m. meeting up there, and we had to kind of break it all down and get real raw and have some rules that kids didn't love through open gyms and kind of fix the culture. And we got it put back together. We went to Mount Mercy, had a 12-game camp there, and it kind of started to work. And we didn't have Tyson Cesar at that camp, but, like, everybody else was there. We had some underclassmen that stepped up, showed they could put some minutes in to do some stuff we needed to do. And so we went 6-6 there, but we could have went 10-2. Like, we were in a lot of them. And now practice has started, and kids are having fun, and it's positive, and they're getting up and down the court, and they're doing things right, and it's going really well.
Well, that's good to hear. You mentioned Ty Cesar, but you've got some other young men, White, Witt, Dorsey, McDaniel, Sager, of course, the quarterback on the football team. So they've got some varsity experience.
We do. Unfortunately, McDaniel and Sager chose not to go out. Yep. But you're right. With those seniors, with Dorsey and Witt and P. White and Cesar, it's a great group of leaders that are starting to get figured out, that they're like, this is our run, and this is what we get to do, and they're really talented. Fifth starter is going to be exciting. We'll figure it out, and we've got all sorts of guys that can play it. Like, that's the key.
So your first head coaching position, right?
Yes.
So you excited about that?
I'm so excited. it's been fun. I've coached under great coaches. I do want to go say one other kid that you guys don't know exists. His name's Tyler Herschelman, and he's part of that senior class, but he has been injured most of his high school career. And he had just about the biggest grow-up summer I've seen. Like, he went from 5'11 and not skinny to 6'2 and skinny and athletic. And he's going to be a fifth guy that can really put some minutes in that helps us a ton.
So you saw a little bit of the competition in the River Valley Conference last year.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think about the conference?
It's the toughest conference in the state. And it's not close. I mean, I coached the South Central Conference, and I mean, we had some great teams. Big 3A's runs to state, but this competition's crazy. Like, I got here, and they were like, hey, the physicality's nuts. My son likes to be physical. He's on the team. And I was like, no, he fouls out. And nope, not here. It is a whole nother, it's like no blood, no foul in this conference, and I love it. And but, man, the competition's crazy. Every night, like, there's not an easy night. And every other conference, there's an easy night, but not here.
Looking forward to seeing your team and looking forward to visiting with you throughout the course of the season. Kelly, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review after this.
Take control of your vehicle before winter by making sure your tires are ready for the winter conditions. Whether it's tires to brakes, batteries, or your car's fluids, have them serviced so you don't find yourself stranded in the cold. When looking for service that is affordable, friendly, and timely, come visit us at Tandem Tire. We are open 5 days a week, located at 105 South 2nd Street here in Clinton. Visit us online at TandemTire.com for our current rebates on a variety of selected tires. Tandem Tire, we know tires, we know service, and most importantly, we know you.
Hey, what did you do over the weekend?
I had to spend it cleaning out the garage, and now I have a truckload of junk to get rid of.
So what are you going to do with it?
Well, I would like to give it to someone else, but it's nothing anyone would want.
Sounds like you need to take a trip to the Clinton County Area Solid Waste Agency. They have a place for garbage, tires, household hazardous waste, electronics, recycling, and appliances.
So where do I find this place?
They're located at 4292 220th Street on the Elvira Road in rural Clinton.
Hey, thanks for the information.
No problem. Maybe next weekend you can join us for the game instead of cleaning out the garage. You'll find great holiday savings at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center. Right now, get the lowest prices of the year on GE washers and dryers, refrigerators, ranges, microwaves, and dishwashers. Save on Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, along with Speed Queen washers and dryers. Plus, they have the largest selection of recliners and lift chairs in the area, all at the lowest prices. Shop Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center in Clinton and Sterling, with better prices and better service than the big box stores. You can't go wrong.
Back at Rastrelli's on the River City Sports Review. Mike Menchaca across the table from us. Mike, you guys had a couple of weeks of practice. How's it going?
I'll be honest with you, it's one of our best years competitive-wise. The kids are really, really competitive, getting after it. We've had really good practices. We've gotten a lot of shots up, and the kids are excited.
Talk about putting shots up. I mean, kids used to shoot in the backyard all the time.
Not so much anymore. But, yeah, I mean, you remember the days where you'd have to come home when it was dark out. You weren't done shooting. We got that shoot away. You know, the kids love that. We put competition up. We got guards versus posts. We got bigs versus smalls. We compete. We shoot threes. We shoot middle jumpers. Get a lot of shots up. We got free throw ladder contests going on just to keep it engaged. And I think they're doing a lot of work, not realizing that it's work, you know. So shooting's always fun, but it's even more fun when you're looking to beat somebody doing it.
So you guys are going to get started here pretty quick. What's the schedule look like?
Yeah, we got back-to-back start. We open at home back-to-back. We got Monday versus Newman and then Tuesday versus Ridgewood. And we watched them. We studied Newman last night. We had a team dinner with some film. They played Anawan. I think they're 2-0 now. They played Geneseo and Anawan. And then Ridgewood won the other night, too. So, you know, two tough games to start off at home, but, you know, I think the kids are ready for it.
You know, the thing in Illinois as opposed to Iowa, you guys get to play a few more games, and you get the opportunity to play more tournaments than what we do here in Iowa.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know how Iowa does it. That's it. I can't imagine not playing a Thanksgiving and Christmas tournament. This year we're not doing so much just because we're unsure on the numbers, so we didn't commit to anything too big early on, but we do have the Wharton's Holiday Tournament. Next year I'm hoping it gets into a Sauk Valley Shootout or something like that, you know, in Sterling Rock Falls for Thanksgiving time. But, yeah, I mean, we play a lot of games, and with that you got to get a little bit more rest, too.
And that Wharton's tournament, that must be something.
That's one of my favorites, you know. I mean, there's a lot of good competition there. We do they do a nice job with the crossover games. And I think every year we see somebody different that we hadn't played. So, you know, we get to see a little bit of different speed, different levels, and it's honestly, it's one of the better tournaments around for sure.
Of course, Rastrelli's is great, but I understand their hospitality.
Yeah, hospitality. I've spent many times over that hospitality room, sometimes more than I need to before a game for sure.
So, I mean, in these tournaments, can you get up to, what, four or five games?
Yeah. We'll play a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe a Monday, or maybe we might not play like a Friday, but we usually play two games one day, Saturday for sure, and then Monday. You know, it's tough. It's kind of tough after the break. You know, kids, we're going to give kids some days off, and then we're right back into it. So, but, yeah, you usually get up four or five games, and then we haven't been in a championship before since I've been there. We've been close a couple times, but there's some cutthroat teams there.
And I would think, you know, as an athlete, you know, you during the regular season, you play just a single game in a night. But when you go to a tournament, it's more like kind of a team bonding thing, I would think.
Yeah, you gotta. It's always good to build some, you know, some chemistry there, especially with a young group. And then it gives us an opportunity. Five games with, you know, these kids. We gotta check the gas tank, see how everyone's doing. People gotta step up in different roles sometimes. So it's kind of a nice test to see where everyone's at and see what kids can do too.
So, what do you hope for this year, Mike?
I think we want to compete for a regional conference or for a regional championship and a conference championship as well. Those are goals of ours. I know they're big goals considering where we were last year, but I think it's been a long time since we had this kind of competitive group, and I think they can do it.
So for that to happen, who do you really need to have come through?
Well, our senior Kylie Smithers got to be big around the rim. She can do some damage down there. We talk about it every day. Just focus on putting the ball in the hole, and then our guards got to take care of the ball. We got some good talent coming up this year. I would say probably our best shooting team. They're not afraid to shoot it. And Coach Coffey's daughter is one of them. She's go, go, go. Those kids, I tell you what, they hate to lose, and that's a good quality to have when you're on the floor.
Mike, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
No problem. We'll see you.
Back with more after this.
Helping plants, animals, and people grow is the essence of farming. I'm Justin Mahon with Corvenz Insurance. I know farmers do right by their land, livestock, and crops. It's what you do. At Corvenz Insurance, we're here for you. Give me a call to learn more on how we provide custom insurance solutions to meet your needs.
Call Justin Mulholland at Corvenz Insurance in Clinton at 563-242-5423.
Welcome back to Rastrelli's. We're going to stay in Fulton talking to RJ Coffey, now head coach of the boys. And, boy, you guys get started next week, Monday, at the Orion Tournament. Talk about that.
Yeah, but, you know, we got four left before we get going in our holiday term in Orion. We go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so we're right into it. We're still a work in progress. We're going to use every minute of all four practices to get ourselves ready, but we're making progress. We got a young group, but slowly but surely we're picking stuff up, and I think by Monday we should be ready to go out and compete and see where we stand.
A young group, and you've been at this for a while. You've had young groups. You've had experienced group. What's it like when you've got kids who need to have a little more work?
Well, we just got to slow things down. You know, everything's at a little slower pace. We don't get as high level with some of the stuff we do. You know, we try to simplify it as best we can. We try to focus on doing a few things really, really well, and instead of trying to throw a lot at them. And, I've had to back off a practice plan once or twice already so far, you know, just like, hey, we're not ready for it, or we've got to spend more time on some things that, you know, we're struggling with. And, you know, that's just a lot of it's on me just to make adjustments and hopefully teach them at a pace that they can handle. So, you know, even if we're not, you know, where we need to be in the first couple weeks, even in the month in, you know, we just got to make sure we get there at some point where these guys are still confident and, learn to play together.
It's always a challenge, isn't it, as a coach? I mean, you got the experienced group. You're thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, we got to do something with these guys. And then you got the youngsters. Okay, now we got to do something with these guys.
Yeah, for sure. In the last couple of years, we've been very veteran. You know, we've had pretty deep senior classes, you know, in the last couple of years. And we've been blessed with some pretty good athletes and some pretty good ball players. So, it's actually been fun for me, you know, because, you know, we kind of got to go back to a different way of doing things. And this group's really been good. Dealing with everything I've thrown at them, they've been positive, and even though we're going a little slower, they've really handled it well. So for me, it's probably been a bigger change for me than it has for them. So and I can't say enough, they've handled it really well. Even for a young group, they're still doing things the way they should. So I'm excited. You know, once Monday rolls around, you know, it could go a variety of different ways, but you know, it'll be fun to kind of see where we stand and, you know, kind of what we got to do going forward.
And finally, visiting with you through the years, and I know when you've gone to these tournaments, you've talked about how much you learn from your team and how much they learn playing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, it's, you know, typically we go up there and we usually play two before Thanksgiving and then two after. Well, the schedule this year, we got three before, and then we don't play again until Saturday. So this, you know, a young group's probably not where you want to go back to back to back. But, you know, maybe it's one of those things where we get out there and play and things are clicking and, you know, we want to keep it rolling. But, again, we always kind of use this holiday tournament just as kind of a gauge, you know, see where we're at. What do we need to address? What do we need to work on going forward? And, this year will be no different. You know, it's just kind of a way to evaluate our guys and, see the things we need to work on, things that are pretty good. For a lot of our guys, it's going to be a good experience. You know, they're going to get their feet wet, you know, good, bad, or, you know, whatever it might be. You know, they're going to get their first opportunity to play because, you know, I mean, we've only got, really one guy that got decent varsity minutes last year. And so the good news is they're doing it as a group. You know, they're all going to jump in and they all get to find out together.
It's going to be interesting. Looking forward to catching up with you in a couple of weeks. Coach, best of luck over there.
Hey, you too, and have a good Thanksgiving.
All right, back with more right after this.
It's just a savings account, but it helps your son save his allowance for his first bike with his Somebody Club account. It's just a checking account, but it helps your teenage daughter learn to manage her money with her teen checking account. It's just a mortgage loan, but it helps you and your wife buy a bigger home with our affordable interest rates. At Clinton National Bank, these are not just bank products, but a way to help you and your family live your best life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Service on the double from RHA Service of Clinton for restaurants, bars, and grocers. RHA Service is on call 24 hours, 7 days a week for all your refrigeration needs. RHA sells and installs new walk-in coolers, reach-in coolers, bottle coolers, and ice machines. Call RHA Service at 242-4563. That number again is 242-4563. 24-hour emergency service, and they service most brands. Quality sales and service since 1977. That is RHA Service, 524 3rd Avenue South in Clinton. Phone 242-4563.
We're back at Rastrelli's. We are talking to the dean of the area coaches now, Jerry Murphy. Jerry, you're starting your 24th year. So when you first started this thing, did you think you'd be here 24 years later?
No. My plan was 4 years because I was the fifth coach in 6 years. So I'm thinking I'm going to bring a group through. And then I'll hand it off. Try and get a feeder system going. Hand it off. Okay. Watch. Whatever.
You know? Nobody to hand off to, though.
Well, you know, I don't know about that, but I just kind of kept getting hooked back in. And you know, you see some kids coming up. Hey, you know, we could be pretty good. You know.
You've done a fantastic job. You know, I've got you 289 career wins, which I think may put you ahead of John Lingle. Jack Meridian, of course, was there for a long time. But I think you might be it, man.
Yeah. I think, I'm pretty sure John Lingle had 300 wins.
Did he have over 300 wins? Okay. All right.
He had a good career. And,
oh, yeah.
He had some great teams. And, yeah, that was kind of the heyday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and
you may be right. You probably are right.
Yeah.
Because I think he was like, at one point in his career, you had only 18 games that you played during the regular season in your tournament game. And he was at an average of 19 to 20 wins per season.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not too bad. So you've got an outstanding athlete coming back, Akil Powell. He's already the school's career leader, over 1,400 points. He's got his senior year.
Yes.
How much fun has it been coaching him, watching his development over these years?
Well, it's been something else. You know, you really don't know what you had, I can always remember his very first varsity game. We're up at Central City, and it's a really close game, and we're kind of behind. It's nip and tuck the whole way, and he takes over. He takes over, and I don't know, I think he scored 16 points, but he scores like 12 points in the last quarter. And so he's the one, you know, not the juniors or seniors. This freshman, he's taken over because he wanted to win the game. It wasn't that he was gunning or anything. He just wanted to win, and he kind of basically took over the game, and we won the game. And I remember talking to Owen. I said, "We got a gamer," and he's been that way ever since.
Oh, the game I had an opportunity to do out at Goose Lake, that step back jumper that he hit for the winner was incredible.
Yeah, he loves the game, and he plays with joy, and he's a good leader.
You've been around basketball for a long time. You've played a lot of basketball yourself. How is it that some guys can score?
I just think it's, you know, the amount of time they put in. And then I think a lot of it is confidence. You have to be confident. You have to kind of have that kind of chip on your shoulder, I think, too, and not settle, okay, I'm pretty good. And, you know, I think you have to have that desire to be the best. And I think, you know, and I've had some good ones. And, you know, he's right up there. Definitely with them, I've had some really, really, really good players, and they all have that trait.
You've got a young man has my same last name of Detterman, but he's much taller than I am. Fortunately for you, I've seen his development as well.
Oh yes, you know, he came on, I think it was right after Christmas break his freshman year, and he got in a game, and he got like 8 rebounds in half the game. And, you know, we were kind of struggling, and he was really one of the only big kids we had. I said, he's in. If he can get 8 rebounds in half, he's playing the whole game. So, and his development has really come on, too. You know, each year he's gotten better, his confidence has really grown. And, this should be his year.
You know, and every year you've always kind of dealt with numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, the situation what are we going to have? And that's going to be the case this year. Powell and Detterman, and that's after that, Rudin played some, but after that?
Yeah, we the experience wise, and definitely the experience wise, and you know, a lot of them didn't play AAU, you know, so it's going to be a baptism by fire, and but you know, I think I got a couple of kids that I think are going to step up, you know, and it might not be pretty early. You know, our first three practices have been kind of ugly, but that's you know, that happens early, but. I think if we can keep developing, get better each practice, you know, each game, you know, we have a shot to be a pretty good team.
Well, you're going to have some practices before that first game. You don't play till the third against Edgewood Colesburg. Yeah. So what do you hope to accomplish in these practices?
Well, you know, just kind of get kids up to speed, you know, player development. You know, there's things that kids have to improve on, getting to know our system. I've got to probably simplify a lot of things this year. You know, when you have a veteran group, you can keep adding and keep adding. But I think with this group, we're just going to kind of get to the basics. And but we have to be a running team. We don't have a lot of height besides Logan. We have Greg Thrill is about 6 foot, Savon Thomas about 6 foot. You know, so we're going to have to screen out. We're going to have to run. We're going to have to push the ball and hopefully do a little pressing here and there.
So working on the fundamentals right now, but when do you start throwing in the offense?
I actually threw in a little bit today.
Okay.
But about 10 minutes because there's so many other things you have to do.
Okay. Hey, we're going to be catching up with you throughout the course of the year. We're going to be doing your ball game with Prince of Peace on the 14th. Maybe the kids will be ready to go by then. What do you say?
I think that's Northeast, right?
Yes, Northeast.
Yeah,
that's
Saturday. So hopefully, yeah, hopefully we're rolling by then.
Saturday matinee, we'll have it for you. Right. Jerry, thanks so much.
Thanks, Gary.
Back with more right after this.
Porter's Convenience Store on Lincoln Way, where they feature top-quality Phillips 66 gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuels. Start your day at Porter's with their all-new breakfast bowl. Along with a cup of signature blend coffee, a great way to start your day. During the day, enjoy the famous Porter Burger, and they feature all your beverage and snack needs. Open 7 days a week to serve you. Come to Porter's Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 ProClean Gasoline and Clean K1 Kerosene.
Welcome back to Ristrelli's. Want to thank Drake Walro for stopping by. So how'd the little Rebels wrestling go?
Oh, we're just trying to get the program back going. So had a meeting with some volunteers and some parents that are excited about it tonight. Last couple of years, it's been tough to get people that want to help, and that's one thing that I know if our wrestling program's ever going to take off, that it starts with the little kids and it starts with, you know, getting the community behind us, and that's what I'm trying to do with the Little Rebels right now.
Talk a little bit about your background. You got the baseball program, and you're doing the wrestling as well. Were those your sports?
Yes. Wrestling is big in my family, but I was a lot better at baseball than I was wrestling, but a huge wrestling fan my entire life. So I've got my dad to thank for that. I was at state tournaments from the time I was 4 years old. There's a lot of teachers that couldn't understand why I always missed two or three days every February to go watch a state tournament. And then big Iowa wrestling fan. We're always at meets, going to national tournaments, and wrestled a lot growing up and love it. And ironically, my awesome boss, Troy Hansen, when he called me, I don't know that he knew that I was a college baseball player. And his first thing was, what do you know about wrestling? So he was surely smart to get me on the hook for wrestling. And I'm really glad he did because it's been really awesome watching the program grow. And my first year, we had like four wrestlers. And the last couple of years, we've been putting a decent lineup out there. I'd love more. And but we've been winning duels and ready to take another step forward this year.
You know, we had J.D. Luters led off the program. Well, he was out at Northeast because he had his sons that were wrestling at that time. He's done a good job with the program. I can imagine you can turn things around out there, Drake.
Yeah, it's a battle. I'm sure you could ask JD. I know a lot of his boys here, they're up on the record boards and on our state place winner boards, which is awesome. But Northeast is, we love our basketball, and I'm just trying to fight for, you know, some of the athletes and a little bit more of the attention. And JD knows all about that, and he's done a great job with Clinton. But trying to get more and more people on the wrestling bandwagon, that's my mission.
Of course, we know about Grant Gray. Who else you got out there that's going to do some things for you?
Grant's going to be really tough. Santiago de la Cruz is out. I've been wrestling a lot with them this last week, and I don't know if I'm just getting older or what, but I think they're going to really turn some heads because I'm struggling to score at all against them, which is awesome. That's what I've been waiting, especially for Grant. He's a physical specimen. He's super fast, just incredibly athletic. And I think if he starts to understand a little bit more about his capabilities and, you know, when to rein it in a little bit and conserve a little bit of energy so that he can go an entire 6 minutes, it's going to be hard-pressed finding anybody in the state that can beat him, which I'm pumped to watch. Santiago de la Cruz, he's wrestled a lot of his life. He didn't wrestle last year, but he was in a third-place match at Districts just 2 years ago at Wilton with a chance to get in a wrestle back with a chance at going to state. He's super gifted, and he's really impressed me with his leadership skills because after that, we've got a lot of new kids, some that I'm really excited about and some freshmen that have wrestled some, but a lot of the rest of our lineup will be kids that have not wrestled a lot of competitive matches before, which I'm excited for them. I think they're going to grow a lot, but it's going to take some time. So,
who's all helping you out there?
Austin Bowman, I can't say enough about the guy. He's my baseball assistant. He's my wrestling assistant. He and I have helped tag team middle school. We also have the help of Brian Farr, who was a part of the Northeast Wrestling Program and wrestled for JD back in the day. He's helping with middle school right now. And then we've been kind of working together with Madison Cousins, our girls program. Yeah. So I'm helping Skylar and their other girls we got out, and they've been helping the boys and trying to grow the Northeast Wrestling team, not, you know, just individuals, the program. So that's been really nice to kind of add Coach Cousins in with the boys, and I get to work out with the girls and, you know, helping everybody succeed is the goal. So
appreciate you coming in. Before we let you go, I got to ask this. Baseball, you got to be excited. I mean, you got so close last year. You've got pretty much everybody back. You've had Carson DeBow to your squad. What's baseball going to be like?
You don't have to say pretty much. I didn't lose a single senior. And Chase Christensen will be back from injury. And I'm pumped. We've got a lot of potential, and it's going to be a really fun year. And I think the kids are working hard, and I'm excited for it. So I'm pumped.
Looking forward to it. The only thing is you got to travel to Carroll, Iowa.
No, that would be a good problem.
Great, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Back to wrap things up with Bill Bishevitz right after this.
At the Pape Funeral Home, they know that experience makes the difference. Experience, a trustworthy companion of years of service, brings a heightened sensitivity to family feelings. The ability to anticipate a wish never voiced. Count on the Pape Funeral Home and Cremation Service at 2308 Pershing Boulevard, phone 242-3344. Three generations of family service in business since 1921. The Pape Funeral Home of Clinton.
Well, I certainly want to thank Drake Walro for stopping by. He just got done with his little wrestling program, and he's excited about baseball. He's going to have a good group on baseball, no doubt about that. There goes Kathy out the door. Bill Mishevitz, I'm going to have you in the studio tomorrow morning.
I understand that.
You and Denny Durling.
Right. 8:30 sharp?
Yeah. No. 9:05. 9:05 is when we go. 9:05.
Okay.
You were there the last couple of years. You know.
I know that.
You know the program. Come on. So anyways, I want to talk about, and I'm not going to divulge any names.
Okay.
But the importance of the Hall of Honor.
All right. So you want me to just kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I've got the Athletic Hall of Fame with you. We're involved with that.
Right.
But the Hall of Honor.
So the Hall of Honor is reflective of achievements made by Clinton High School graduates or attendees, depending on, I think we cut it off at some point, like around maybe 1940 or so, because not everybody graduated from high school up until, you know, even into the 60s. And they went on to be very successful. And so we are always looking for nominees for people, male and female. It could be from, let's say, the class of 2010 all the way to, let's say, 1940.
people who have stepped up and either helped their community, or have made a contribution into a world of, let's say, education, business, the military, the field of arts. And so we have six strong people
going in. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And that's usually about the number that you have, isn't it?
Well, it's usually like a three or four, but we're taking a look at, we're actually getting more nominations.
Great.
The Synergy Group that I'm working with, we're working on creating, with the help of Carrie Donaire, who's on the Hall of Honor Committee, trying to create a stronger CHS Alumni Association. So instead of just random Facebook groups or groups based out of, I don't know, other social media, let's say, or church groups or whatever, nothing wrong with that, but let's bring them all together, because as you know, when you were younger, you hung out with older guys, you remember the senior. And certainly some freshmen and sophomore when you were a senior, they remembered you as well. And so, you know, we're taking a look at people that have gone on to make a strong contribution in all those fields.
You know, again, I've been involved with the Athletic Hall of Fame, and it always amazes me the athletes that have come through Clinton High School and the ones that are, you know, we don't have in our hall yet. I would imagine the Hall of Honor, you're probably looking at some of these people and like, my goodness, what have they accomplished?
Well, yeah. And it's really amazing that the nomination process has grown, but we could use a whole heck of a lot more, quite honestly. And that you could always nominate somebody. Let's just say you see myself on the street, or you go to the website, the Clinton School District website, and there's certainly a place on there that you could navigate through and make an easy nomination. But if you nominate somebody, we need a little bit of background information on them. Not everybody is going to be well-versed and have a Wikipedia citation somewhere. I mean, there's a lot of people that do. And to me, you know how I am with the Hall of Fame, that I think if we go backwards, there certainly are some legacies and some people from the past who have done some incredible things, and they certainly are deserving, but there's a lot of people that are, you know, from the class of 1970 to, let's say, 2000 that we really have not even tapped into.
I know before we let you go, and we got Gary Dolphin waiting to come, your good friend Gary Dolphin getting ready to take over here.
Right.
So you were over there visiting with Kathy Marks. Of course, she's beginning her sixth year. You had the program for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think she's doing?
Well, she places a high demand on players. There's high expectations to play the game the correct way. Kids today see things differently. Kids have always seen things differently, but now, it used to be, when you and I were in athletics, if a coach told you to jump, you didn't ask why. Right, you just said how high and how often, okay? And then got to be where, right around the 90s, you know, they were coming out and going, you know, it would work really better if you told them why you're doing this. Oh, okay. And now the kids are at this point where they go, even though you explained it to me, I still think what I'm doing is better. Because if I'm changing, that must be, there must be something wrong with what I'm doing, and I don't like people throwing shade on me. And so to find kids that are willing to take constructive criticism, that's a tough thing to do,
yeah.
You know, being coachable, you know. And I like it that she's holding kids to, you know, playing the game the correct way. And, I've always played it this way. Right. How's that working out for you? You know, you got to keep moving forward and accept change.
All right.
And so,
hey, appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
You and Denny Durley.
Thank you.
You can bring donuts if you want.
Okay.
For the holidays, Nelson Corp Wealth Management is once again collecting unwrapped toys. That for the local toy distribution programs and non-perishable food items that will be donated to our local food pantries.
Nelson Corp will match what is collected with a cash donation. Items can be dropped off at Nelson Corp Clinton office, 880 13th Avenue North, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., and thank you.
Well, I certainly want to thank all the coaches and Bill Meshevitz for stopping by. Coming up, of course, you're going to be hearing from Gary Dolphin, Hawk Talk, KROS Sports, produced by Paul Dymkowski. Good evening.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Dunnerman interviews local coaches and student-athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with seven convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS